Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Let us begin with a word of prayer.
让我们以祷告开始。
Jesus, we come together this morning to celebrate you.
耶稣，我们今天早上来庆祝你。
What a joy it is to come together in unity and in fellowship.
这个是何等的喜乐，我们可以在一起来庆祝。
We pray that you would grace us with your very presence this morning.
你今天真的是以你的同在来保护我们。
And teach us, Lord, how to celebrate Christmas appropriately.
教导我们怎样来合适的庆祝圣诞节。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
I was in the doctor's office Tuesday.
星期二我是在一个医生的办公室里面。
And they had all their Christmas decorations out.
他们有很多这个圣诞的这个装饰。
I showed up and there were wreaths on the outside of the door.
我去了以后看见还有外面有这个花圈哦 wreaths.
Pretty green with nice little red berries and ribbons.
它是很绿色的，然后有各样的事物。
I walk inside and the same, there's Christmas decorations everywhere.
在里面也是一样，到处都是这个圣诞的这个装饰。
Ribbons and bows.
还有这个彩带啊，还有这样的东西。
They even had a fake Christmas tree with fake presents underneath.
还有这个假的圣诞树，还有假的礼物在上面。
And they wrapped all their pictures with wrapping paper, so they looked like fake gifts as well.
他这个就墙上的那画，他都包起来，好像真的是一个假礼物。
All this Christmas decorations.
这都是这样的这个圣诞这个装饰。
Penguins in their Santa Claus suits.
这个就是企鹅都穿着那个Santa这个服装。
Reindeers and sleighs.
还有那个就是那个麋鹿，
But not
还有那个雪橇。
But not a single thing that had anything to do with Jesus.
但是没有一件事和耶稣基督有关。
They went all that way to celebrate, celebrating.
他们完全是为了庆祝而庆祝。
What a contrast that we had last week.
但是我们教会截然不同。
Calvin arranged and conducted our youth playing our favorite Christmas songs.
这个Calvin 就指挥了这个整个这个圣诞的歌曲。
The children wrote and presented a puppet show.
这小孩子就演了这个木偶戏。
And they retold the Christmas story for us.
他们就重新讲述了这个圣诞的故事。
Priscilla as the angel giving the announcement.
然后呢，盼盼呢，就是变成一个天使来宣布好消息。
The birth of Jesus with Mary and Joseph.
我们有这个耶稣诞生了和这个玛利亚和约瑟一起。
The shepherds.
还有那个牧羊人。
And we heard of the wise men coming and worshiping Jesus, bringing gifts.
我们看到那个博士也来了，庆祝这个耶稣的诞生，还带来了礼物。
And last week, Wenbo called us to celebrate Christmas.
然后上个星期呢，文博叫我们要来这个庆祝圣诞节。
To celebrate Christmas by keeping Christ at the center of it all.
这个是庆祝圣诞节，以耶稣基督为中心。
So now this week we're going to pick up right there.
然后这个星期呢，我们就是从这里开始。
In America, so many get this celebration wrong.
但是在美国呢，这个整个庆祝好像是错的。
So we're going to look at Philippians chapter 2 to see how exactly to celebrate Christmas.
然后我们来看看腓立比书第二章，我们看怎样真正的来庆祝这个圣诞节。
This is Paul's letter to the church in Philippi.
这个是保罗写给腓立比的一封信。
There isn't a single mention in this passage about jingle bells or Santa Claus.
在这里面没有提到这个铃儿响叮当，也没有讲到这个圣诞老人。
There's nothing about wrapping paper or Christmas lights.
也没有讲到这个礼物和什么这个圣诞的灯。
It doesn't even mention candy in here. My favorite part of Christmas.
这个我最喜欢的就是这个糖果，但是这里面也没有提到糖果。
What we're going to hear about are the experiences of Christians.
这个呢，就是谈到基督徒的一个经历。
We're going to hear about the expectations of joy.
我们要谈到一个喜悦的盼望。
We're going to see exact expressions of Christianity in Christmas.
我们要讲到这个在圣诞节这个基督徒的一个表达。
And of course, we're going to see the example of Jesus Christ himself.
我们要看到这个耶稣基督他本身的这个榜样。
Let us all stand and we'll read Philippians 2, 1 through 11 together.
我们一起起立来读腓立比书第二章一到十一节。
In whichever language you prefer.
你什么样的语言都可以。
If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and perfect. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Please be seated.
好，大家请坐。
So we're going to look at this a section at a time.
好，我们一段一段看。
In verse 1,
在第一节
Paul has a list of four conditional statements.
他保罗有四个这个条件性的一个说明。
These are the if statements, right?
这个是假如的
And these describe the typical Christian experience.
这个就讲到一个基督徒的一个典型的经历。
The first one, any encouragement from being united with Christ.
这个就是在耶稣基督里合一统一。
Have you experienced the boldness, the confidence that comes with being a child of God?
你有没有说你是一个神的儿子孩子，你就有这个很强的信心？
For each of these, I've actually talked to a couple people within the church, and I'm going to share their testimony.
我这个每一段呢，我要讲一讲他们每个人的一不同的见证。
So I asked Steve, Uncle Steve, if he's experienced this.
我就问了那个 Steve 啊，就是 Steve 叔叔啊，他有没有这样的这个经历
？He says some unexpected things happened this week.
他说这个是星期二有一些不同没有想到的事情发生了。
But he says, but I know that God is still in control.
但是我知道神还是在这个掌管。
Nothing can befall on each one of us without God's permission.
如果没有神的允许，我们每一个人都不会跌倒的。
There was a car accident. There's some health issues.
我们有这个交通事故，我们可能有身体上的不适。
But Steve says this.
但是Steve 这样讲的。
We feel confident that God is above all.
我们感到很有信心，因为神。在一切之上
He only gives us trials that we could endure.
他只给我们可以忍受的那种试炼
And he gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding.
他给我们的平安是超过一切的想象
Encouragement with being united in Christ.
所以说我们在神里面合一，这个是得到鼓励的
The second one, any comfort from his love.
这个是第二个，就是从爱心有什么安慰。
And I asked Moses about this.
我就问了这个摩西。
Moses states that we have had plenty of such moments that only by the feeling of the grace of God do we have peace in our hearts.
他说我们经常有这样的这个感觉，就是只有靠神的这个恩典，我们才有这样的经历。
The most obvious example, he says, was when Lydia was sick.
他说最一个明显的例子就是。Lydia 病了的时候
，That was 6 years ago.
这个大概是六年前。
Moses says it was a tough journey for her and our family.
他说这个对我们、对我们的家庭、对他、对我们的家庭都是一个很艰难的旅程。
But God's grace was enough, and His comfort gave us peace of mind and solace of heart.
他就是 他的这个同在就给了我们一个平安的心。
Fellowship in the Spirit。
还有就是在圣灵有什么交通
？Have you ever experienced true holy friendship？
你有没有亲自经历亲自经历过这个真正的一个友谊
？John，
yes，
yes，
yeah。
You know what? I didn't tell John about this one。
Oh。我没有告诉这个约翰这个事情。
I actually enjoy holy spiritual fellowship with John。
但是我实际上和约翰有很好的这个在圣灵里面的交通。
I remember praying with John maybe 10-15 years ago when I first came here。
我记得在15年或者是15年以前，我和约翰黄弟兄一起来祷告。
Remember Tuesday nights at the old lady's house？
是不是在这个星期二晚上在这个姊妹的家里 ？I don't remember.
You don't? Doris Hunt.
Doris Hunt. Oh, 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 yeah. 在一个 Doris Hunt 的一个人的家里。
Yeah. John and I, they actually took us to China.
然后这个他们约翰把我带到中国去。
Some purposeful, godly mission stuff.
然后呢，就是在那里就。做了的神的工。
And John, I thoroughly enjoy our time in the mornings praying.
我真的是和他一起在这个星期天早上一起祷告，我很享受。
I experience this holy fellowship in the Lord.
我真的是要来享受期望这种在圣灵里面的交通。
Any tenderness or compassion?
还有就是这个慈悲怜悯。
I could have asked any number of the people here.
我可以其实再问一些人的。
Could have asked Ling Zhen。
我可以问林真的。
Could have asked Teresa。
也可以这个问这个 Teresa。
Hai Wei or Sarah。
海慧和Sarah。
I actually talked with Sarah this morning。
我和 Sarah 今天早上有交流。
And she pointed out that she just feels this need to meet this need。
他就觉得有一个需求要来满足这种需求。
She has a clear burden of tenderness and compassion.
他对这个慈悲怜悯真的有这个负担。
Each of these women do.
每一个我们在座的妇女都是这样的。
So Sarah feels the need to meet folks in their situation.
Sarah 就觉得在人有需要的时候就要去满足他。
To meet them where they are.
就是要和他们见面。
So any tenderness and compassion，
就是慈悲，心中有什么慈悲和怜悯。
These are typical Christian experiences。
这个就是我们典型的基督徒的经历。
We hear stories like this over and over in this church。
我们在这个教会里经常听到这样的故事。
I love our public testimonies and baptisms。
我真的是很喜欢我们的这个公开的这个见证和这个施洗。
These are folks that have unwrapped the true Christmas gift.
这个就是好像他们真的是在打开一个真正的圣诞礼物一样。
God sends us this wonderful gift, Jesus Christ, His Son.
神把他最好的礼物就是耶稣主耶稣基督他的儿子。
And these Christian experiences are the joys that we have as we are unwrapping it.
当我们这个作为基督徒的时候，我们把这个礼物打开的时候，我们就有这样的喜乐。
Now I want you to imagine a flow chart.
我现在希望你想象一个 flow chart.
Yeah, exactly. I could have done that. So a flow chart where you start at the top and it says and it asks a question.
这个好像一个图表一样啊，上面呢就问你问题。
If yes, you go this way.
如果你说对，是，你就走这边。
If no, you go this way.
如果不是的话，你就走这边。
So here, these four Christians' experiences are the yes.
那么这个基督徒的经历就在这边，就是说是的。
So if you have experienced these four things,
如果你经历了这四样事情的话
，then you have unwrapped the Christmas gift.
然后呢，你就有一个圣诞礼物。
If not, you're over here. No.
如果你在这边的话，你就没有。
If you see these things in your life and you have unwrapped a Christmas gift, what next are the expectations for you as Christians?
如果你还没打开的话，但是这个就是你基督徒的一个期待。
If you have not unwrapped the gift,
如果你还没有打开的话
，What are you waiting for?
你还等什么呢
？If you have not received God's gift,
如果你还没有接收到神的礼物的话
，If you have not started to unwrap that which God has given to you,
如果你没有打开的话。就是为你的礼物你还没打开的话
What are you waiting for?
你在等什么呢
I suggest you start unwrapping
我建议你马上就把它拆开
Start asking people questions
开始来问大家的问题
Start reading the Bible, praying and seeking God
开始来读经来祷告来寻求神
Pursue God with such vigor and zeal
就是以热心来寻求神
Pursue God with such persistence
以这个坚持不懈的努力来寻求神
It would be great if I got to see you pursue Christ in that way like I'm going to watch my kids open their Christmas gifts tomorrow
如果你真的是以这种热心来这个寻求神的话就好像我看见我孩子明天很期待的打开礼物一样
Seek God and unwrap him with that kind of passion
就是以热心热情来打开这个礼物来寻求神
So in this first part of the passage
在这个就是第一这个我们的经文的第一部分
We have the Christian experiences
我们有这样的基督徒的经历
And in verse 2 we have the Christian expectation
然后在第二段呢我们有基督徒的盼望
Paul commands the church in Philippi to complete his joy
保罗鼓励腓立比的教会来让这个喜乐得到满足
The implication there is that Paul's joy is actually incomplete
那么他的这个暗示的就是说保罗的喜乐还没有满足
And he's looking to the rest of the body of Christ to help complete that joy
他呢就是要这个他们这个肢体啊耶稣基督肢体里面的其他人啊来满足这个喜乐。
Over and over in this book, Paul mentions joy.
在这本书里面呢，保罗不断的提到喜乐。
And this, make my joy complete, is the main command of this section.
在这个让喜乐得到满足呢，是这一个主要的一个要求。
What follows is how to make Paul's joy complete.
在后面呢，就是教导我们怎样来使这个喜乐满足。
Too many of the people in the church of Philippi, they had unwrapped that gift.
很多在腓立比教会的人啊，他们还没有打开那个礼物。
They received Christ as their Savior.
他们接受了耶稣基督为他们个人的救主。
But rather than living that out, they set the gift aside.
他们呢不把这个生命活出来，反而把这个礼物放在一旁。
And there is a lack of joy in Paul because of this.
所以说呢。他们就缺乏了这样的喜乐。
According to one scholar, Paul sees a church that is diseased by strife and self-interest.
这个好像就是一个学者说了，这个教会呢，好像就被这个欺骗所就被欺骗了。
They received Christ as Lord.
他们接受了耶稣作为他们的主。
But they didn't give their lives to Him.
但是他们没把他们的生命给主。
And the result, as you see from the book of Philippians, is disunity, conflict.
所以说呢，在腓立比这本书，你看他们有一些争论
，and selfishness.
还有就是自私。
The Savior of the world had shown up.
这个世界的主来到了。
Israel's Messiah had appeared.
以色列的弥赛亚已经出现了。
But they did not let this Messiah change the way they lived.
但是他们不让这个弥赛亚来改变他们的生活方式。
Jesus didn't come just so that we could go to heaven.
耶稣不是来说哦，我们就可以去天堂了。
Jesus came so that we could live with him here and now.
耶稣来就是说我们可以现在就和他同在同住。
He came to give us this freedom over sin.
他给了我们自由，我们可以来战胜罪恶。
To give us power to love one another.
给了我们这个能力，我们可以彼此相爱。
To selflessly give.
然后呢可以啊、无私的奉献
，and to serve others，
还可以来服侍别人。
He came that we would expand His kingdom and not our own。
他来了是让我们期待他的啊的国度，不是我们自己的国度。
But sometimes we set the gift aside。
但是很多时候我们把这个礼物放在一旁。
And the result is a lack of joy in the body of Christ。
所以说呢，结果就是在肢体里面我们缺乏那种喜乐。
A few years ago, we were feeling pretty generous towards Tobias。
在几年前呢，我们对这个Tobias 呢是很慷慨的。
We were going to get him just the fanciest gift we could imagine for him for Christmas。
啊，我们就是说在圣诞节呢，给他一个你能想到最好的一个礼物。
So I asked my friend to accompany me to the guitar center nearby.
所以说呢，我们就去了一个吉他中心。
We wanted to get Tobias a guitar, and we didn't want one of those little kiddie ones.
我们就是要给他买一把真正的吉他，不是一种随便的。
So my buddy Eric goes with me to the store.
所以说我的好朋友 Eric 就一起。
And he's playing all the different guitars, trying to find one.
他呢就把所有的吉他都。都这个试了一下。
Of course, it had to sound great.
啊，这个呢就是啊，这个这个吉他很好听。
But it also had to play easily.
但是呢，很好听不以外，你还要弹起来比较好弹。
I learned that the shape of the frets and everything make it difficult for some new players.
所以我听着就说着他那个那个上面那个格子啊。对一些很新学的人是很难的。
So we found a nice guitar, played well, sounded great.
啊，我们就发现了一个很好的吉他，然后这个声音也不错。
And then Eric actually borrowed a cord from the shop and actually plugged it into all the different amps in the room.
所以说他们这个 Eric 就借了一些这个线啊，然后就插在那个放大器里面。
We wanted to make sure it sounded just right.
我们要保证啊，这个声音就是很好听的。
When he brought me the guitar and the amp that we gave to Tobias,
然后我们就买了这个吉他和这个放大器，就给了这个
He played it. I couldn't believe my ears. It sounded so good.
啊，他演了一下，我从来没有感觉到我这个耳朵可以听到这么好的东西。
And the price was right too, which was nice.
啊，然后呢，这个价格也非常不错的。
That was 10 years ago.
啊，这个是十年以前的事。Ask him to play right now.
Tobias, how many songs do you know? Unfortunately, that gift has gone very unused.
Oh, 但是呢，哦，oops. 但是这个礼物没怎么用。
It sits in his room.
啊，他还在那个房间里面。
Now there is no resentment. For me as a father,
啊，但对我来，这作为一个父亲来说，我不感到遗憾。
I know now that music like that is not quite in his nature.
啊，我知道这个音乐可能不是他的一个天性所在。
So there's no resentment, but there is a little bit of a missed joy.
但是呢，我没有这个遗憾，但是呢，好像有一失去了一点一点的那个喜悦。
How great would it be if he was up here playing on the worship team with me?
如果说他能够站在这个台上和这个敬拜小组一起来的话，那对我来说是多大的喜悦啊！
Right? There's just the unused gift neglects my joy.
所以说呢，这个你这个没有用到，你这个礼物没有用到的话，就是让我这个喜乐没有满足。
Likewise, when we unwrap the gift of Christ and don't use what he's offered to us, it reduces the joy of the church.
所以说呢，如果说你有耶稣作为你的礼物，但是你不打开呢，就把这个教会的喜乐就降低了。
Fortunately, we have some instructions from Paul on how to complete joy.
但是呢，很有幸的是，这个保罗呢讲到要怎样来使喜乐得到满足。
And what follows are the expressions of Christianity.
这个呢，就下面要接到的经文就讲这个基督信仰是什么事情。
How we make the most of that gift.
那么我们怎样把这个礼物最好的利用起来
？And you'll see a couple traits that stand out.
你可以看见有几个特别的特征要很明显的。
Unity and selflessness.
你看，就是一个就是合一和无私。
But first, let me Tobias, will you go to the next? There you go. Thank you. First, let me note that what Paul does here is he's pointing to the attitudes of our mind first.
这个保罗呢，现在就讲到我们这个我们的态度，思想的态度是什么
？You see, they're being like-minded.
你看，就是说要的一样的，有一样的意念，
being
一样
，being one in spirit.
哦，有一样的心思。
Even though the word in humility there, it is humble-mindedness.
你看到就是说这个谦卑啊，也是诚心谦卑。
And then in verse 5, it also talks about this mindedness.
在第五节也讲到，你要讲，也讲到这个心思意念。
Paul is not referring to just all of us coming together on a single thought.
保罗不是讲我们去啊，我们来在一起就讲讲一个思想。
We're not just arriving at some doctrinal conclusion together.
我们不是过来，我们总结出来一个教义。
What he's referring to is the way that we think.
他讲到的是我们要那个我们的思想方式。
The whole attitude that we have toward life.
是我们对生命的一个态度。
The entire atmosphere of our thinking.
这个是我们的这个思想的一个整个的一个氛围。
That's according to William Barclay.
这个对，这个就是按照这个威廉·巴克利这个人所总结的。
So it's not just a single thought.
这个不是讲的一个思想意念。
When someone says Christmas, our immediate reaction doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, Jesus.
啊，我们不是说问这个这个娱乐方面啊，就是说这个圣诞节就是耶稣基督。
It is the entire way we think.
这个而是说我们的思想意念都要想着耶稣基督。
But I was convicted last week when Wimbo challenged us with this question.
但上个星期文博讲到的时候，他讲到这一点的时候，他对我这个是个挑战。
He said, "What was the first thing that popped into your mind when someone said Christmas this year?"
当人们问你圣诞节的时候，你的第一个想法是什么
？Of course, the right answer is Jesus.
最好的第一个想答案就是说耶稣。
For me, it was budgets.
对我来讲就是财政。
Right, I must limit spending.
我呢是要。量入为出。
Yet, even if I were to think of Jesus, every time someone said Christmas, it would not be enough.
但是如果你是每次讲到耶稣基督的时候，还是不够的。
Paul's not addressing just a single concept.
保罗不是讲了一个单独的意念。
He's trying to create in us a way of life.
他是在讲到一个生活、生命的方式。
A way that we view the world.
是我们怎样来看待这个世界的。
A way that we think about everything in life.
这个是我们怎样看到生活的各方各面的。
And the way that we express ourselves.
这个是我们怎样对别人来表述自己的。
And that is in unity and selflessness.
所以说这个就是讲到同合一和无私。
So with unity.
合一。
The Church of Philippi was a very diverse church.
这个腓立比的教会是一个多元化的教会。
The origins of the church are mentioned in Acts 16.
在这个教会的这个起源在就在使徒行传16章讲到了。
There we read about the conversion of a businesswoman.
他们讲到这个一个做生意的妇女信了主。
The exorcism of a slave girl.
然后呢？
Oh, the exorcism of a slave girl, the demon being driven out of the slave girl.
那么这个一个使女呢，她的这个魔鬼啊，鬼被她身上赶出去了。
And then the conversion and baptism of a jailer and his family.
然后呢，还有就是这个一个受洗啊，还信主了。
That's a diverse group.
这个是一个不多元化的。
You can imagine the varying viewpoints there.
你可以看到很多的不同的想法思想。
I'm sure they argued about all kinds of things.
我相信他们经常是争论的。
Here at the Chinese church,
在这个中国教会呢
，this is a very diverse group.
这个也是一个多元化的。
People might come in.
人可能进来。
See all the black hair and the brown eyes.
你可以看到黑头发那个货色眼睛。
And think, hey, this is not a very diverse group.
他们就说，哦，这个也不是多元化。
But we have people from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan.
但是你看人有从中国大陆香港来、哎、大陆香港、哎、
Singapore, Macau,
然后新加坡、这个澳门
Canada,
还有加拿大、
James, where are you from? LA, California,
加州、
All over, right?、
从各不同的地方来的
And from different backgrounds as well、
从不同的背景来的
last week, or yeah, was it last week? I already forgot our meeting.
就是上周我们有一个这个 leadership meeting.
Yeah.
我们有一个领导层开会。
So we had a big leadership potluck here.
我们呢就是一起来聚餐。
There are a lot of viewpoints.
不同有不同的这个观点。
There are we have.Opposing ideas about all kinds of stuff.
我们都是对一个问题大家有不同的这个反对的意见。
But I have never seen unity like I have in this church.
我从来没有在其他教会看到和像我们教会一样。
We sat and argued for I think 3.5 hours.
我们坐在一起互相彼此争论了三个半小时。
People passionately.
但是人们都很有热情。
And then the next minute we're all laughing together.
但是真的以后呢我们又一起来欢笑。
What a blessed time it was.
这个真的是一个受到祝福的时刻。
This unity comes about because of one thing.
这个合一是因为一件事情。
Because we have one Lord.
因为我们有一个主。
Because we all serve the same God.
我们是服侍同一个神。
Because we serve Jesus.
我们服侍的是耶稣。
And as we are growing together, we are developing in our thinking.
当我们教会在成长的时候，我们成长的时候，我们的这个想法也会在长。
We are learning a biblical worldview.
我们呢就开始更多的学到圣经的观点。
And we're learning to live it out.
然后我们学会怎样从里面把它活出来。
It starts with our minds.
这个呢是从我们的思想开始。
Learning that biblical worldview.
是从学这个圣经的意念是从思想开始。
And then it's expressed in unity and selflessness.
然后呢就是从这个合一和无私里面把它体现出来。
According to scholar David Allen Black.
根据这个 David 这个学者来讲。
There were some evils that menaced the Christian community in Philippi.
在这个腓立比这个教会里面有一些邪恶的东西。
Selfishness.
一个就是自私。
Empty conceit. Vain conceit.
Oh, it's vain. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, 这个恰恰是狄更斯。
And folks looking out for their own interests.
这些里面这个人呢就是只是看自己的利益。
In America, we have a condition we call the Joneses.
在美国呢，我们有一个说法就是琼斯。
Do you guys understand what that is?
你知不知道琼斯什么意思吗
？Some of the Americans are shaking their head. Yeah.
很多美国人这儿就点头了。对。
This is when the neighbors battled it out.
这个就是讲到这个是邻居啊彼此来相争了。
One neighbor gets a new car.
一个邻居有了一个新车啊。
So the other neighbor has to get a bigger, fancier, faster car.
然后另外一个邻居呢，就要得到一个更好的、更漂亮的、开得更快的车。
One neighbor adds a room to his house.
如果一个邻居啊加了一间房间
，and the next neighbor adds two.
然后另外一个邻居就要加两个房间。Keep up with Joneses.
Yeah, exactly. Keep up with the Joneses, right? There is even a newA Christmas special TV show on right now.
现在呢有一个特别的一个电视剧。
And it portrays these families battling about who's got the greatest Christmas lights.
这个呢就讲到他们这个家庭啊，要哪个家庭要得到最好的这个圣诞灯。
Now that's all done in fun.
那个是很有趣的做这个事情。
But that condition of the Joneses is a serious problem.
但是呢这个。就是要跟着这个
要跟邻居相争的这个观点啊，还是个很严重的问题。
When we get like that, unfortunately, we
如果我们这样的话，我们是很不幸的。
We are highlighting the character of a Christmas story.
我们是要讲到这个圣诞的故事。
There's actually two characters that I would like to portray.
我要想讲到两个角色或者两个人。
One of them,
两个特点。
One of them has to do with stealing joy. I'm actually going to go back there for a second. I missed this.
我来讲回去啊，我刚才。
But it's going to serve the point well of what happens when we neglect using our gift and rob people of joy.
如果说我们有礼物不用，然后呢？就把别人的欢乐拿走的话，会是什么样的情况
？Have you guys heard of the Grinch？
有没有听到那个 Grinch 就是守财奴
？He's that little green monster。
他呢是一个绿色的一个小。
He's in
精灵。
The Dr. Seuss books。
这个是在一个人 Dr. Seuss 写的一本书。
He's probably as tall as John。
大概和约翰长得差不多高。
A fuzzy green monster。
这个是很不好的一个这个精灵。
He's got yellow teeth and yellow eyes.
他有这个黄色的眼睛，黄色的牙齿。
He's got crazy bushy eyeball eyebrows like I do.
他就像他那个眉毛就长得奇奇怪怪，就跟我的一样。
He smiles often.
他经常笑。
But it's usually to hide a hideous plan.
但是呢，笑后藏刀啊。
So this Grinch, this fictional character,
这个人物呢
they say that he has a heart that is two sizes too small.
他这个心呢就是小了两个尺寸
And he wants to steal everybody's joy.
他想把每个人的喜乐都夺走
So he has this plan.
他有一个计划
His greatest frustration is the merriment and the joy of Christmas.
他的最好的计划就是在圣诞节的时候
，He can't stand the singing and the rejoicing.
他不能忍受人家在唱歌啊，在欢乐。
So he devises this plan. He's going to go into this town.
他的这个计划呢，就是来到这个城里面。
And he's going to steal everything that they have that has to do with Christmas.
他把所有的和圣诞节有关的东西全部都偷走。
So he actually dresses up like a green Santa Claus.
他呢就装扮成一个绿色的这个圣诞老人。
He sneaks down the chimney.
他从那个烟囱里面就潜入。
And he starts by stealing their stockings.
他呢就开始就把那个袜子装礼物的袜子偷了。
He steals all their presents.
他把所有的礼物都偷了。
He even steals the Christmas tree.
他把那个圣诞树都偷了。
He even raids the fridge and steals their pudding pie out of it.
他把那个。把那个冰箱里面的那个点心都偷了。
He steals everything that they think would make them rejoice.
他把所有的可以让人高兴的东西都偷了。
So, and his whole purpose there was to make them cry.
他的整个计划就是让大家哭。
So that is one Christmas character that we're going to avoid.
这样的这个特点啊，这样的人物我们是要避免的。
The other is an old man.
另外呢是一个老人呢。
This is from an English writer, Charles Dickens.
这个呢是从一个英国作家查尔斯·狄更斯。
He's an old miserly man.
他是一个很老的一个人。
He's described as a thin, old, and old covetous sinner.
他呢是很瘦的。
The poor
是一个罪人。
The poor, the children, and the neighbors, they all avoid him.
这个左右邻舍都是躲他很远的。
And when he walks down the road, even the dogs scurry away.
如果他在这个街上走的时候，狗都跑到一边去了。
Solitary as an oyster, Dickens writes.
他这个狄更斯说他是他躲起来像那个那、这个叫什么蚌壳一样的躲起来了。
His Christmas catchphrase.
他的这个
Christmas what? Who said? Yeah, bah humbug.
他的圣诞什么？那个叫口号是
Someone will say, "Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge."
他人家就是口号就是 刚才说了呀，人家说哎，圣诞快乐
，Bah humbug，
他就说 Bah humbug，
什么意思啊
？They say he carried his own low temperature about him always。
他呢都把他身边啊，他带来了低温。
He iced his office in winter even。
他把他的办公室啊都变成了那个冰库。
And he didn't thaw at 1 degree even for Christmas。
他没有就是增加在圣诞节的时候提高一点温度。
Heat and cold neither bothered Mr. Scrooge。
他这个这么的低温也没有影响他自己。
Ebenezer Scrooge。Ebenezer Scrooge, his name?
Oh, 他的名字叫这个 Scrooge, 就是算我刚才查了一下是叫守财奴。
He was so tight-fisted.
他的手啊，就抓得很紧的。
Tight-fisted and mean.
又抓得紧，又这个讨厌。
He argued even with his servant about having the day off for Christmas.
他和这个底下的仆人真的不要这个圣诞节要放他们一天假。
Tight-fisted，
手是握得很紧的。
Two Christian expressions，
有两个这个圣基督徒的这个表达。
Unity and selflessness，
就是合一无私。
They are absolutely absent in Scrooge's hatred for Christmas。
这个呢，就刚才那个守财奴里面，他就缺乏了这两样。
But our unity grows.
但是我们的这个合一是在成长的。
Our selflessness is increasing.
我们的这个无私呢也在增长。
As we practice generosity,
当我们呢实行这个慷慨的时候。
As we learn humility,
当我们呢学会怎样谦卑的时候。
And as we grow in a biblical worldview.
当我们在这个圣经的这个概念里面成长的时候
，And no matter what the Grinch or Scrooge might do，
不管这些恶人怎样做
，Our joy abounds，
但是我们的喜乐是真的是散发出去的。
And it culminates in special services such as Friday night and last week Sunday。
啊，就好像是我们上个周五、上个周天一样，我们的这个喜乐是。彰显出来了。
It only culminates in these times of celebration.
所以说，在这个整个节日气氛里面，就是彰显出来。
Let's finish up by looking at the next few verses.
然后我们再看看最后这几节经文。
So Paul concludes by exalting Christ's example.
保罗呢，就是以来提高这个耶稣来结束这个经文。
I want to take a moment to consider Jesus' example.
我们来花一点时间来看看这个耶稣这个榜样。
Jesus left heaven.
耶稣离开了高天。
And he came to earth for the sake of others.
他到地上是为了别人。
The Bible does not give a clear picture of heaven before creation.
圣经呢没有讲到在这个创造以前天国是怎样的。
But there are a few things that we absolutely know.
但是有一些事情我们确实是知道的。
We know what it was like for Jesus in heaven.
我们知道耶稣在天上是什么样的。
Jesus had power.
耶稣有权柄。
Power to create the entire universe.
他有权柄创造整个宇宙万物。
Just speaking the word and the universe was formed.
他话一出来，宇宙就建立了。
At the command of Jesus.
就是宇宙的建立是耶稣的话语。
In heaven, Jesus reigned on a throne.
在天上，耶稣坐在宝座上。
The weather was subject to him.
这个甚至天气都服他。
The cattle, the goats on 1,000 hills are subject to Jesus.
这个千山万山这牛羊都是他的。
Everything was subject to Jesus.
所有的万物都伏在他脚下。
And angels worshipped him night and day.
天使昼夜的来敬拜他。
I imagine just a sea of creatures around Jesus.
我就可以想象到这个被造物像海一样的围着他。
Imagine for a second, sometimes we put a rock star or whatever on the middle of a stage.
有时候我们看见这个歌星啊，就站在这个中心，在这个舞台中心。
There's 50, say 100,000 people around.
可能有几万人围着他。
They shout the name of the rock singer.
啊，他们就喊他的名字。
They sing his songs.
他们唱他的歌。
And they play on their phones.
然后他们还要来看手机。
They're distracted.
他们就被分了心了。
Not in heaven.
但是这不是天上的景象。
Sometimes we treat people like a god.
我们有时候把一个人看成一个神。
But Jesus was absolutely treated like the God.
但是耶稣是那独一的、唯一的、特殊的神。
Pure, holy worship of Jesus.
他是圣洁的，他是有权柄的。
All authority was his.
他所有的权柄都属他。
All power was his.
所有的能力都属他的。
The position above all things.
他所有的东西都属于他的。
And all majesty was his.
他的所有的荣耀都归给他。
He was the focal point of all attention and all worship.
他是这个敬拜的中心。
And he had uninterrupted fellowship with the Father.
他有一个和天父有完全很好的关系。
Everything that we have ever hoped for was in the grasp of Jesus.
我们所有所希望的东西都在耶稣的手里。
Everything that we hoped for was right in his hands.
所有我们希望的就在他的手心里。
But Jesus was not tight-fisted.
但是耶稣的手不是紧握不放的。
Jesus let it go.
耶稣把这些东西放出来。
He gave it away for the sake of people.
他为了人把这些礼物给出来。
He came to earth.
他来到地上。
He came born as a baby.
他来到地上，一个婴儿诞生出现。
For some reason, Wimbo's preaching last week created an image in my mind.
上个星期文波的讲道在我脑海里产生了一个图片。
He talked about when a baby is born, say when Tobias or Jasmine was born, and the baby is handed to the mother.
啊，就是一个小孩子，几乎我的孩子一样，他生下来以后就交给母亲。
Here is your baby boy.
这就是一个小孩，小男孩。
When the midwife.Handed Jesus to Mary.
当这个产妇，助产妇把这个孩子递给玛利亚的时候
，She could have said, "Here is your God."
她可以这样说，这是你的神。
Here is the Messiah of Israel.
这是以色列的弥赛亚。
Here is the Savior of the world.
这是世界的救主。
Jesus entered a world full of murder and theft.
神耶稣来到这个世界，这个世界是充满了这个奸诈和谋杀。
One of his friends embezzled from his group.
这个他的一个朋友是在
right, Judas embezzled money.
他里面一个人他偷了钱的。
And Judas also.Betrayed him with a kiss to his enemies.
这个犹大不但偷了钱，而且是以一个亲吻出卖了他。
Jesus came to a world full of robbery.
所以说耶稣来到一个世界，这个世界是充满了这个抢劫的。
Bandits, thugs, and bullies.
很多
bandits, thugs, and bullies. The bad guys.
这个强盗，很凶的人。
Is that right?
Almost.
He came to a world full of endless striving.
这个世界是很混乱的。
And my own personal take on this.
我个人的理解是。
I imagine heaven to be very, very clean.
我相信这个天国非常非常干净的。
And Jesus came to earth when it was not clean.
当耶稣来到世上的时候，世上是不干净的。
I can't stand going to the beach.
我不愿意去这个海滩。
Sand gets everywhere.
啊，这个到处都是海沙。
Jesus is walking around in sandals.
啊，耶稣呢就在这个沙丘上走。
If I get one speck of sand or dirt in my bed, I can't sleep.
如果说我有一床上有一颗沙的话，我都不能睡。
I have to take all the sheets off the bed and find that one little piece of sand, get it off, just so I could go to bed.
说我就会把这个这个床单都换了以后，我才能睡觉的。
Imagine just how uncomfortable it is being used to heaven and coming around down to earth.
你就想一想，你原来是在高天之上，你突然来到这个世间。
Being born in a manger.
然后呢，生在马槽里面。
I think sometimes the doctor's offices are dirty.
我有时候觉得这个医生的办公室都是很脏的。
Everything that we had ever hoped for was in Jesus' hands.
我们所有所期望的东西都在耶稣的手里。
And he let go of that for the sake of others.
他为了别人，他这些东西都放出来。
He did that to spread the honor of God.
他这样来做是把这个这个神的尊严给出来。
He wanted you. He wanted all of us to experience the glories of God.
他希望你，希望我，希望我们大家都来经历神的荣耀。
And he wants us to experience that.
他要我们来这个经历这个。
Not just an occasional thought.
这个不是经历一点点偶尔经历一下。
He wants to see us make the most of that in our entire lifestyle.
他让我们经历，在我们整个生命中都这样来经历他。
In selfless service to others.
然后呢，无私的奉献，无私的来服侍别人。
In obedience to God.
然后呢，顺服于神。
We embrace the spirit of Christmas.
我们呢，来经历这个圣诞节的这个精神。
When we willingly give up our situation.
如果呢，我们真的是把自己。给出来。
When we give up our comfort,
然后我们失去自己的这个舒适，放弃自己舒适。
We give up our status or our face,
然后呢，我们把自己的地位降低。
And when we do so for the spiritual betterment of the people around us,
如果我们是为了别人这样来做的话
，We celebrate Christmas when we let go of our own situation.
然后呢，我们把自己的手上的。这些东西都放出来了，我们就是来服侍，我们就是来庆祝圣诞节。
So that we could pull someone up in theirs up into more comfort.
然后我们又把别人呢，帮助他到一个更舒服的境地。
And when we do so, not out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility.
啊，我们不是自私，而是我们是谦卑。
I could have found many Christmas heroes.
我可以发现很多这个圣诞的英雄。
There are tons of examples of people who contrast the Grinch and Scrooge.
然后
there are good guys that contrast Scrooge and Grinch.
在这个圣诞的时候，有两就是好的坏的是非常明显的。
There are people in this room that contrast that.
这个我们。这里面坐的人，有很明显的这个对比。
The absolute generosity and selfless service of the people here.
这里面的人就是完全的无私的奉献，是和外面的不一样。
But all fail in comparison to one example.
但是呢，我们所有做的最好的，但是都不能和一个榜样相比。
And that is, of course, Christ's example.
就是耶稣基督他本身的榜样。
If you were a Christian.
如果你是基督徒的话
，If you've experienced his encouragement, his love, his fellowship, his tenderness and compassion，
如果你经历了他的劝勉、他的爱心、他的这个交流、他的慈悲怜悯
，You've opened that package, that Christmas gift，
你就打开了这个圣诞的这个礼物。
But let's take it a step further，
然后我们再更进一步。
Let's put that gift to use.
我们把这个礼物拿来用
with selflessness and unity.
是以一个 无私的心，一个合一心来服侍。
Helping one another grow in a biblical worldview.
然后我们彼此来帮助，让彼此在圣经的概念里面成长。
And thereby increase the joy of the entire church body.
然后呢，我们把整个教会的这个喜乐提高满足。
Christmas is not about presents.
圣诞节不是光是有关礼物的。
Christmas is not a 20-minute explosion of wrapping paper Christmas morning.
这个圣诞节不是早上二十分钟那个时候打开礼物的那一刻。
If that is all it is to us,
如果那个真是这样的话，
then our Christmas celebrations are as empty as those packages underneath that fake Christmas tree at the doctor's office.
就是好像在这个医生那个办公室里面那个圣诞树底下那个空那个假礼物的空盒子一样。
Christmas is about Christ.
圣诞节是有关耶稣基督的。
It's about practicing daily His example of sacrificial giving.
这也是我们每天每日都要来实行他这种牺牲性的奉献。
Christ is the gift and he is the example.
耶稣是礼物，也是榜样。
And our lives should celebrate that.
我们的生命就要来庆祝这一点。
Tobias, will you flip the next slide? This is Christ's exaltation.
这个是基督的荣耀升高。
Let's all stand and read this one more time.
我们一起来读这一段。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. If you see these last couple verses here,
如果你看了刚才那几段经文的话，
you see these.This is the Christmas celebration.
这个就是我们圣诞节的庆祝。
The Christmas celebration will last all eternity.
这个圣诞节的这个庆祝是会持续到永恒的。
Everyone will be worshiping Jesus.
每一个人都会来敬拜耶稣的。
And I am glad that I get a head start of celebrating Christmas with each and every one of you.
我很高兴，我就是开始了这样的庆祝，是在每个人里面都这样开始了。
So let's celebrate Christmas in Jesus.
让我们在耶稣基督里面庆祝圣诞节。
We pray.
好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你当了弟兄给我们的正道。主啊，你就是一个我们最好的礼物。主，你从高天来到世上，谦卑的降世为人，你是最好的礼物，也是最谦卑的仆人，给我们设立最好的榜样。主啊，愿我们真的是打开你这个礼物，主，我们也以合一的心和无私的心来侍奉你，来侍奉彼此。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。好，大家请坐。 Please be seated.Okay, let's exercise a little bit. Let's stand up. I give a wrong order. 我们来唱这一个一件礼物啊。Sorry, this is just Chinese, but you can hear the tone, you can feel the meaning. 最好的礼物还是主耶稣基督。有一件礼物你收到没有，眼睛看不到，你心会知道，这一件礼物心门外等候，是为了你准备，别人不能收，生命有限，时光也会走，
如果你不珍惜，机会难留。礼物虽然好，如果你不要，你怎么能够得到？怎么能得到？亲爱的朋友，你是风小姐，马草的银海是为你而来。亲爱的朋友，你是否了解，最好的礼物是人之主耶稣，生命有限，时光也会走，如果你不珍惜，机会难留。礼物虽然好，如果你不要，你怎么能生命
有限
得到，生命有限，时光也会走，如果你不珍惜，机会难留。礼物虽然好，如果你不要，你怎么能够得到？怎么能得到？
感谢主。